Okay, or both sides. We're up to, if you open your handy dandy Shulchan Aruch or Mishnah Berurah or whatever you prefer to open, we're up to Siman Shin Yotef to It Yud. And that is based on the Gemara on Da Tof Lamed Tef Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, right? So now we're moving from picking things out to strainers. I mean, we really talked about strainers. Oh, that reminds me, one ha'ara I wanted to say. Tiftet. I forgot the best example that's most similar to the case in Tiftet is filter coffee. Without getting into it, we're not up to Bishul now. You know, the mutter to make filter coffee, you know, I'll Bishul on Shabbat. But, you know, let's assume that we're Moshe Feinstein, it has to plish plishy, et cetera. So, you know, you ever see filter coffee? You have an empty cup. You put on top of this funnel with a paper in it, and you put the coffee grounds. Then you pour the water, and the water percolates through the coffee grounds and makes coffee, and then goes into the cup. And it's mamish straining. You have water and coffee grounds, and the strainer strains the water out of the coffee ground. That's mutter on top, because that's exactly the tenth. Even though you're straining, it's only after the strain if you have a mixture, and then you're straining it. Since you started with just coffee grounds, and you pour the water through, and the water's just on its way through. I know it takes a minute to get through. That is mutter on Shabbos al Tzpoer. No, because it's going through. But someone showed me a picture on their phone, but I believe them, of the new kind of filter coffee. You know, like plastic funnel that you put on top. The regular kind is the plastic funnel with a hole you put in the paper, right, and then you pour the water through. Now the new one with a switch, the little mechanical switch, it's closed at the bottom. You could switch it closed and then switch it open. And if you get more taste in your coffee, you pour the water in when it's switched closed and the water can't go out. It just sits and it mavatel the coffee ground. And then after like a minute or two, whatever the time is, then you flip the switch and it opens. And now the water starts going down. That's upper shot. Once you close the switch, now it's a tarobet. And now opening the switch is... who's going to tell me that? Someone in this room? Right? Did I describe it correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, opening the switch is a problem with Borer, but the old-fashioned one is totally mutter on Shabbos. Again, assuming you open that, if we sleep, you've got a visual problem. Then it's totally mutter on Shabbos to use the old-fashioned one, but this newfangled one with the switch is Oster.
As far as these openings, I assume when you put the water in, it's on the way out?
Yes, transit visa.
Transit.
So this is the point that means that they call me mutter drinking the first place.
I don't know if there's actual opinion that coffee is like usher peanut drink in our religion. I know the Mormons are very, very mad on drugs, and they do not allow alcohol or even caffeine bichlal. But we're not Mormons. That's not the main reason we're not Mormons. But we disagree with them about this small detail as well as about much bigger things. Okay, even though they're very nice people. It says the Mishnah. So if you miss the cook lamb has made no thin line while having swarm of filthy solo, that was it. Umitanyan bisu darim ubitifa mitrit. And you can strain wine with darim kerchiefs or a Egyptian basket, or you know, it's actually not so clear exactly what's called mitzvah or back, which are not normal straining devices. Says the Gemara, Amar Ziri, why? We're not exactly sure. Amar Ziri, no sin on a Miyayan solo line, Lula, the Tok Hamashamir, the Shamir, the Shabbat, ain't no bullshit about a Urin. Well, you can put clean wine or clean water. All of a sudden, he adds the word clean and he adds water. And he says Tok Hamashamir into a strainer, a cheesecloth on Shabbat. Instead of a student or a Kfifa Mitzvah, he changes everything, and it's no problem. But a Chorin, but dirty, no, because dirty, you'd be doing Borer. Okay, then there's one little detail, which we'll get to. Meser, Shemuel, Leo, Torah, Lom, Kovach, Yaya, Shal, Yayin, Yeno, Ushmar, Rav, Anot, and Hevel, Yerach, and Shal, Deno, Choshesh. You said dirty is author. But Shemuel, Leo says you could shake up a barrel of wine with the wine and the sediments. Now it's dirty, you know, a Chorin, and pour it into a cheesecloth, into a real sifting device. on Shabbat. Again, we just said, oh, terms of the year Benagito Shanu. That's talking about the time of the year of the of pressing wine, of the pressing grape. And that's different. Okay, why? We'll get to. Okay, but what most of the children struggle with here is what's the relationship between the Mishnah and the Gemara, right? Because they all had different examples. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah say? Yayin bitsudar uvik fifa mitris. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Mayim Tzlulim, the Yayin Solo, the Chimeric mother. Right? So there's a lot of differences there. So what do all these mean? So what does the Rambam say? Now again, the Tav is a different shot of the Rambam makes you open everyone else. But let's stick with the Rambam. But the Yosef and many others, what does the Rambam say? Rambam say, what mutter? According to the Rambam? Only Solo and Sudar, super duper machber, right? And Beis Yosef says, you know, there's a lot of lav davka here. Here is not, I mean, lav davka, yai means yai, could be the merge of interpreting. And Sudar Kiva Mitzvah is always the day, right? Mutter, Rak, Solul, Bit, Sudar, Vihuli, meaning Kiva Mitzvah is the same as Sudar. It's not a normal sitting device. And here, the big finish is Mutter, Rak, Solul, Bit, Sudar, Vihuli. And what the little dog where they go say is that Mishnah Meret, the Lachman is locked off. It doesn't really mean you could use a straining device. It really was locked up. It meant an unusual straining device. So the only heter is for something that's already made in an unusual fashion. Okay. What do the Rashba and the Ran say? That's the front of the quote. Say the Rashba and the Ran say there's two different heterim here. What are the two different heterim? This is Solo is mutter Chimeris. This is clean, so you're not doing anything by draining clean wine. You haven't done anything. You're even allowed to use a normal professional training device because you're not doing anything. That's one heter. One heter is you could even use a professional training device if you're not accomplishing anything. What's the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah talk about Shinoi? Bechora has become Shinoi. The Mishnah has a shinoi because a shinoi is matter even if it's dirty. Even if it's dirty, like gamre, that would be going a little far, right? That's what they say. They say that achorim, in fact, if it's a little dirty, undrinkable, right? But if it's a little dirty, butter, bit sooner. Alide Shinoi. So a Shinoi for if it's totally undrinkable, that for the rice for not making. If it's a little dirty, then it's so mad to Borea or maybe Baraki. Okay, we don't have to get into it, it's Borea or Baraki. It looks like a Shinoi, and if it's totally clean, it's much even without a Shinoi. What does the what did the tour say here? Yain of Mayim Shin Slulum, Yachol Sanim, Shamaris, the Inkami Shem Borer, Kamen Shin Slulum, Avalachurin, Lo, Vishas Nagitos, etc. Okay. That's it. What? Well, what did the Torah say? And the Bir Halacha likes to quote the Meiri and the Chiddush Ran. The Ran doesn't match the Ran here because the Chiddush Ran they published that he says was newly published based on Mishnah Berurah is not the real Ran. The Chiddush Ran they printed when I was a kid was not the real Ran. Ad Hayom Hazeh, we're not sure who it is. So the Chiddush Ran doesn't have to match the sheet of the Ran on the Ran. So Fed Bitor and the Iri and the producer Ron says no. The heter is, what did the tour say? A shot of the tour. If it's tolol, he doesn't say anything about achurim tzaf. Right? Nothing here. No word achurim tzaf appears in the in the tour. I mean, I think that's what he means. The says that the only heter solo right, but if you take this approach, that's what it sounds like in the core. Definitely the Sharan and the Hiri that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it comes out a little fun. Why? Because he wants to take the, he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to do a room test. Right? Lavdavka matar achurim tzas. But you don't want to say Mishamers Lavdavka, so just say it's all tolol. But if it's all tolol, it comes out a little funny, because then why did the Mishnah say Sudar and Tfifa Mitzvah? Why doesn't the Mishnah say Mishamera? Why didn't the Mishnah say Mishamera? So why didn't the Gemara say Sudar? Like, why is there this difference? Right? Why is there the difference? So, let's just make one more column here. Why is the Mishnah Matir Sudar and the Gemara Matir Mishamera? So according to the Rambam, again, this is the Yosef read the Rambam, you know, the Taz read them a little differently. That Lavdavka, they both meant Sudar. And according to the Rambam, the Ran, no problem. Solo. The solo is more chomer than Achurim Tzas. But according to the Meir and the Sharan, and seems to be what the tour means as well, like what's shot. So here they bring in a new factor. What new factor do they bring in? Which amalach do they bring in? The tour brings in an amalach here, doesn't he? What?
Libon.
Libon. Yeah. There's Pita is obviously part of Libon. Pita is definitely part of Libon. Pita is also part of that. Definitely part of Libon. So why is there a difference? The difference is between wine, the first one says, the difference between wine and water. What is he saying here? Because of Libon, Yayin, Ein Bo Shaft Libon, and therefore, Mutter Afilu Sudar. Sudar is both. I mean, the Klifa Mitzvah is not the main point. Sudar is not the goal. Sudar is what we call nowadays in the pot. Right? You know what the top is? A tickle, right? Tickle, right? In those days, metal door tickles. You ever see the bug picture above a stali? Right? Here's a tickle. I think that was the turban, correct? I don't know how they were in the old days. My impression is more like the above a stali, but whatever. The yayin, there's no shaft libun. Therefore, the myth that only talks about wines. It says, sudar. No problem, even real clothing. However, the mayim is the shaft libun. If it's a shot, leave us half of your stream water for the dark sugar, it's not a clothing. If you're streaming water for clothing, you're walking and you're doing laundry. And therefore, a sudar is upper and but a shot is that's clothing. That's just a streaming device and that's motor. Okay. Well, that is where you come from the Gemara, meaning the tour and a few others shown through in and steal. That there's a Libon issue here. There were a deal with a Libon issue here. And then we have not look at what the Borer, again, Borer is left, we're not getting on that. What's the halacha of the Borer? So let's figure it out. Let's go to the Shabbat. Let's figure it out. What's the halacha out Borer and what's the halacha out Libon? So let's look at Borer. Shofner, how do we pass it? Says the Makkah. Yanin Omayim Shekulan Mutter Lasanam Vivitamer. If they're clean, you're allowed to do you're allowed to string them in Mishameret. That's given their offer now. Sudar Mayim Offer Shalivan Vyan Yachar Mavkin Mutter. So first of all, when it comes to and if they're dirty, they might be in also if I'm dirty, you're not allowed to strain at all. So that's the first day in the Mechaber. Lo Rambam says, if Shamer after Rafilu Mayim the Yai, okay, then he brings down the Yai and Gito. So the Rambam, this is the second opinion in the Machaber, right? He says, according to the Rambam, it's only mutter tzlulim, and even tzlulim is only mutter with a shinoi in a sudar, not in a mishameres. What's the first day of the Machaber? Here it's a little unclear. You jump through the first day of the Machaber, which is, I guess, similar to just reading the Torah. He said, tzlulim is mutter, but Achurim is Asur. He doesn't mention anything about Achurim Ktsat. Right? Just like the Torah didn't mention Achurim Ktsat, and you could say the Pashtan, you might say the Pashtan and Machaber sounds like saying Slulim is Mutter, but not like the Rambam, only the Sugar. Slulim is Mutter, even in Shire. Right? Slulim is Mutter, even in Shire. And Achurim is Asur. Sounds more like the Torah and the Mitzvah and the Meiri. It would seem certainly at first glance. But that's not how the Achronim all in the different cover that is not his shita. If you look in the Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham said katan something. Yeah, the nearly the day Rishona Achurim Ktsas Mutarim Besudar. For the first day, Achurim Ktsas Mutarim Besudar. Like two levels, says the Taz, the same thing. He says that's the Magen Avraham in Yud Beis. The Taz in Hay says, Mimim Achurim Asur Pesach Achurim Legamre, Lo Mashati Kal Asur Pesach Besudar. Bain had to Besudar, Rak, Achur Ktsas. The Esher is not the Hachi. Okay, so, and the Mr. Burr agrees. Basically, if I would have just read the Machaber, I don't know if I would agree to this, right?
Maybe the Machaber in his first day, in his first day, he's very Hopkins, because that's with Tom, and then it's Uharam, the Tom and the Yishol. Right? And you believe assume he means follow the Tom. You might have said, he's just saying this is not going to stop. Follow Lulu and his mother. The Mar doesn't have a word in Tas, just Tolol and Achur. Tolol and Achur. And it's just Mutter anything, unlike the Rav, Mutter anything. But the Machaber in his first day would be basically everyone, like the Abraham and the Taz and the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura said the same thing, says the Mishnah Brura, Tifkatan, give me a second. Tifkatan, what? Mem? Yes. Mishabora bein sheret bein besudarim. Umayri ba'achur legamri lo mishayach liklal. Really, just copying the lashon of the Taz. Ilu ba'achur tzas ve'esh mishayachi. Achur then she comes to the lashon. So we've seen on ain it the rak mishameret aval besudarim. They never tani bo motel sani yayin the shar makin. Right, and he tells you get this from the achronim. Okay, the achronim. How do we talk? Like which is three tails? Right, like which is three tails. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us actually, in the end of Mem Aleph, Uladina Halakha Kedeya Aleph, meaning how do we talk then? Not one short. Oh, okay, it's going to be a little complicated. But he says, Ladina, we hold like the Ladina, we hold like the first day. One second, but
But one second. If you look in Membeis, though, he says, Lo ba'achurin, hainu af ba'achurim k'tas. By the way, that's where, and this is also in the Torah, right? I mean, this is similar. Where do they medite the fact that the first day of the Rambam was really the Rosh for the Ran? He says in the Rambam, Shamer author of Filu Mind Behind Slulin, the Filu Bitsudar Lo Tiru, Ella Bitslulin Avalo Ba'achurin. For the Rambam, even if it's solol, they were only matir, even in a suda, they were only matir clean, not achurin. Sounds like the first day was matir achurin. Other first day after achurin. So it must be matir achurin. Same thing in the Torah, which is why not, can't be sure what the Torah meant. But the what's the deal? He says Achurin is also, he doesn't say Achurin is top. Then he says, for the Rambam, Achurin is also the Seder. Applying for the first day, Achurin is most of the Seder. Having me after that, must be Achurin is top. Okay, so says the Mishnah Brura, we paskin like the first day of Ba in Mem Aleph, but in Mem Beis, I'll read you again. He says, Hain Af Achurin is top, you look in the Gamre of Achurin is top, the canal, Ubazeh, meaning Ba'achurim is top. Hov lachosh ledifrei harambam, and then he quotes in the shartion ayin b'tcharan and b'tzvis mechadash u b'meiri, meaning he's saying not the fuck. Says the Mishnah Brura, but halach is like the first day, yeah? And when it comes to clean, we're not posted for the Rambam at all. We're not posted for the Rambam to ask the Rishameris and clean. Why do we get posted on the Gemara? However, what did he say? Hold. This is the din. But says the Mishnah Brura, hold lachosh. He says, look, he has a miri, he has a sharan, that nifas mechadash, right? Which is half like the Rambam. In what way are they half like the Rambam? The Rambam has two covers compared to the Rosh Hashanah. Number one, and again, maybe I shouldn't put the tour here because the tour is left and you can interpret however you want. You know, I won't even put the tour here.
Put it with the Rosh.
Yeah. So let
He has both them in his meal, it sounds like he's like.
Right. Okay. So maybe. But then what are the two comers of the Rambam? One comer is that the Hurin Sas, the Rambam after is Lugamri. The other comer is that Solo, he matters only machinery. Solo matters only machinery, we don't worry about. But Achurim Ktas to Asher Legamre, it's told Lachosh by Achurim Ktas. By Achurim Ktas, it's told Lachosh for the Rambam. Why? Because that's the union with Sharan. The union with Sharan is Menke like the Rosh by the Ran by Tol, Mutum Shamirat, as opposed to the Rambam. But he's Makra like the Rambam, that there's no Heter of Achurim Ktas. Right? They have no Heter of Achurim Ktas. Simply this Tov Lachosh, not saying Tov Lachosh, but Tov Lachosh for the Kedusha Ran and the Meiri Halakha Lemaitha. What does that mean? Halakha Lemaitha. In Homer, what does that mean? If it's Solol Mutter, even in a professional testing fight, right? If it is Achurim Kfak, Mutter Bisudar or Ktifa Mitzvah, Aval Tov Lehachmir. But it'd be good to be Machmir. I mean, there's room for a Chumra, you know, someone sharp. It's good to be Machmir if you can, to not do it at all. And Achurin Legamre is after Legamre. Now, what that means is that if you want to be Tov Lehachmir, Basically, you can only strain clean things. Right? You want to be told what happened, you can only strain clean things. The answer is you can strain slightly dirty things. What's the getter of clean? What's the getter of slightly dirty? What's the getter of dirty legam, right? So what's the getter of clean? And Mr. Bird is my focus. What are the two data? What's called solo? Says the Mishabura and says katan what? The katan and lama dalit. What does the solo mean? Now, obviously, let me be clear. Solo doesn't mean it's not better if you strain. It's not better if you strain. Why are you straining it? Obviously, it's better if you strain. Right? And even if you like it strained, it's still called solo. Right? So what does solo mean? Means that it's better if you strain it. It's more delicious if you strain it. But you could drink it without straining. Right? How do you know what you could drink? Very possible. Meaning, I would strain it. I would strain if I had my Brita filter or whatever at home. But if I was not at home with my Brita filter and someone gave me a cup of water, without straining, solo, I would drink it. I want a better strain. Drink it either way. I wouldn't say, oh, I really don't want to drink it. My stock of mine would die of thirst. Drink it either way. That's called solo. Who would drink it either way? So here there's two days in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, everyone says, rove the adam. There's always a few weirdos. Rove the adam would drink it. Like, and here's a classic example, right? A Brita water filter. Right? People have Brita nowadays, you know what I'm talking about? Right? You can use a Brita water filter on Shabbos. Just drain your water.
No way. Going.
What?
There's no way.
There's
no way.
There are electronic Brita filters?
And it tells you if it's
it tells you how many times you open close the door if they know when to replace the filter.
Yeah.
No, it's just times that
no, okay, goes on. But how is your age? The Brita filter didn't have anything electronic. They were just a pitcher that you poured the water through when it went through the filter. Okay, good.
And
It actually had a little like dial that when you put the filter in, you like turn the dial to like 3 months from now. And then that reminded you, like in a dial with months of the year, and it reminded you to change the filter. Or you never change the filter, since it's psychological anyway. So if you have to change the filter, then it'll taste just as good. Right. It's very hard to notice the difference and not blind to taste that. But anyway, something to look at. Okay. So what does that mean? Again, it doesn't mean that it can't use some filtering. Obviously, your filtering should use some filtering. It's more delicious than filtering, but don't give it that filtering, right? So, who is it okay to? Says the Mishnah Berurah, row post and Rishonim and Achronim say, row Anoshim Shofim. If most people drink it that way, that's called solo. We don't hold like the bath. Also fun, doesn't mean everyone. Everyone doesn't do anything. Before we go by road people. Before that, the Mr. Word says you're showing me that grown in the back of the Dati Yachid. We go by road people. Okay, so we'll say maybe the rules 51% we shouldn't go. So we should not go like the back. And that was the majority of like Stam, normal, regular people. There's something unique about them. Then that's called solo. So like water, for example, most people drink the water without filtering it. There are some people who don't drink the water. Most people drink the water without filtering it. There are small minority of people who don't drink unfiltered water. Right? Some like people don't like access. Don't like the water without filtering. That's very rare. So then it is... no problem.
Well, why buy coffee in the filter? Not so. Definitely the coffee grinds left behind are.
If you have water mixed with coffee grinds, no one wants to drink water with coffee grinds, right? The answer is it is after if it's with the coffee grind and then you strain it. The only thing that's mutter is if you pour it and it's going through the whole time, it's in transit, then it was never tarobus in the first place. But that's a different health. That is nothing. Here, you're not straining water, Okay, what I mean to say is this. The head of the coffee brine.
Is the rain sitting on top of the filter?
Is that the water didn't have coffee grind in it, then it went through the coffee grind and ended up with that coffee grind. Here, the water already has impurities in it. That's why you can get rid of it.
It's roped out of New Colon or roped out of Dew?
Good question. Says the Mishnah Brura. Culture raw ilishto kachli seen on the rope they adam. What do they mean raw ilishto? It means that most people get it. Doesn't mean most people would prefer it unstrained. No, because everyone likes it better when they strain it. It means most people would drink it if you gave it to them when it wasn't strained. Right? If I give you water straight from the tap, most people would drink it. Even if you look around your town and 51% of people have Brita filters, but 90% of people would drink it without the Brita filter if you gave it to them. That means probably. They just like it better with the filter. Left. That means most people think it's okay to drink without the filter. It goes better with it. Okay, now, but the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Prima Gaudin, an important suffix. What? The Bir Alocha, right? The Bir Alocha, Dibur Machil, whole Ruyin, the short one. Mishu Istinet. What are someone who's an Istinet? Again, it doesn't mean someone who likes a better filter. Do you like a better filter than, but it's so raw without filtering. It means an Istinet. There must be people like this in America. I've never seen people like this in America. But in America, people have something that, you know, they remember when Israel was a third world country, like 40 years ago. And they say, oh, you can't drink the water in Israel, like the water in the third world country. Right? There are people who, when they come, Americans, when they come to Israel, won't drink unfiltered water. They're against this.
Even better than your water, it's fine.
Certainly, a lot of people better. Right? You must have had people like this. You must have had people like this who, no, when we go to Israel, we don't drink the water. They're an Ithnis. Or maybe in America, we're an Ithnis. Who knows? So what about an Ithnis who not that he prefers? After the Mishdehar, if it has like maybe little sticks, not sticks, little, not, I don't mean to say sticks or twigs, that sounds disgusting. Like tiny, like little lines. Then maybe, even if most people would drink vegan, you don't say Baladaito because, you know, an Istinet, and Halacha, right? We don't say Baladaito for instance. When Istinet says, you know, he's doing Shiva all the time. And he needs to take a shower. We don't call the daito. You know, when it says, I need to leave the sofa, we don't call the daito. That's really his reality. So maybe Lokomra, for an infinite, it should be other. So we go by Rove the other. We go by Rove the other. Well, what if you are in the Miyot, who's an infinite? So someone asked me this yesterday. I don't know if it's good for your answer here. So the correct answer, what if? I'm an Ithnis who will, I can't drink the water if it's not filtered, but how do I use the Brita on Shabbos? You know, I fill it once before Shabbos when it's empty. How do I filter more water on Shabbos? So the real answer to the question is don't be an Ithnis. So fine. Or just don't be an Ithnis and, you know, learn to drink the water without filtering and then you can filter all you want. Okay, but what if someone is an Ithnis and they can't help it? You know, like, we live with stuffage, pre-regarded with stuffage, and post-it, well, not here, because it seems like a reasonable start. It's always hard to tell when you go by what everyone thinks when you go subjectively or objectively. So, let's make ourselves a little thing. But, for an infinite, we are not here. Sure, but we're not doing something that for an infinite that might not be considered solid, for an infinite that might be considered not traceable. By the way, I'm not going to go through the you're a lock of the midness of ruler, stone, based on the wrong wolves, muffin and chipmen, all these different cases exactly, you know, what drinkable this much, what drinkable that much. The reason I don't want to go through and summarize it is because we don't have it nowadays, and if we did, it wouldn't matter what's said among the wrong, it wouldn't matter what people drink in our time and place. Because what are the Ramah? They got me. Can we read the Ramah? Apishis, Kithman, Ixtam, and Dak, and hold for English, blah, hockey, right? He said, even if it has impurities, if you can drink it, it's still called Polo. That's what's not, even with impurities, that Kithman, Dak, and Kithman really means like a little stick or foot.
Maybe a little thicker twig, having to drink wine with a thicker twig. But when they press the grape from the material of the grapes, it has like tiny little lines in it. That way, it is a fine pulp. That's a great example. Some people don't like the pulp, right? Some people drink the pulp. And therefore, what I drink the pulp, but I like to do it. I can strain out the pulp. I can strain out the pulp. What if I'm an Iskinet? Momish can't drink the pulp, even though most people can. Okay, then you have to be an Iskinet. Yet another reason not to be an Iskinet. Okay, so if you're an Iskinet, you have to be Momish. But if you're an, you just like it better without the pulp. I don't, do you think most people drink with the pulp?
With the barley juice?
Yeah, I think most people drink the pulp. And even though some people buy that, most of them drink with.
I think most people that buy one out are like, all right.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I might be anything.
The Homer called it aquarium sap or the gamma aquarium.
That's a good question. It's not so clear. Not clear in the Mishnah. I understand what you're saying.
Everybody yes.
He asked, according to this Chumra, to become a Chorim Tzat or to become a Chorim Le Gamre? Mishu Itzinet. Not clear to me. Not clear. Okay. Most people wouldn't drink this. The most people would drink a Purim Tzat and a Purim Le Gamrei. What does it say? What is the Lashon? What is the Lashon Shavu when he describes a Purim Tzat? He said, Mishtati Hakeach Ruben in Shikapti Shlo Shoko Blisi. You could drink it, but most people are not good not. What does it mean? You could drink it. It's also hardware, theoretically. You know, but that's not what he means. So the attorney government used it. The Mishnah doesn't use Lashon, but I think it's obvious that's what he means. What he means, you could only get cocked. The attorney government used the Lashon in the Mishnah. So it's Naha Yud. What does this mean? What this means is Rob Anoshim Lo Shosim Ka Aval Asher the Shoto. I know the Mishnah doesn't even word as cock. He said drinkable, but what do you mean drinkable? People don't drink it. Or you mean the cock, and that's the lashon of the Pri Gadim. I'll read it to you. Then, behave the Ruba Kopti, the after Lishto Bal Shdei Cock. Then, that's a Chorim Tzat, where it's more than the Mishnah of the Sudar.
The Chumra for the Iftanet, even for drinking it, if someone else does it?
No.
That's okay. And you can do it for that if it's just.
And you should probably do it for the Iftanet if you're going to do it. Like, does it depend who's doing it or who you've done it for? And that's a great question. I haven't been able to get to that level of detail, but Svara, what
would they hear?
What?
Bring that in the day.
And what do they say?
The suffix. You should have done it until on slow mo, they say he's the suffix of that.
So they don't bring it down.
No, they bring it. I mean, they put him on shut.
And what does Mark say?
You see that she meets you in the Iftanet for a child like that in our words. I'm coming to Andrew who's going to this yellow hat here.
No, thanks. For someone I think then he filters it in his house, even though his wife does not drink unfiltered.
Yeah, but he'll drink from it also. So
yeah, I think probably you'll have a rare case in which you'll bring one cup.
Interesting question. It's an interesting question.
That'd be a great clue to walk somebody off.
The,
you
better teach one out
here. People have asked how.
The,
I drink from the sink one time, am I no longer in it?
Did you throw up?
Meaning, I did it once and now I don't want to do it again. I did it. How do I undo my own status?
What?
How do I undo my status?
You got sick for 2 days, so now your nurse is allergic.
Well, I did it once.
Did you get sick?
I did. I was having a bad snowing issues by a week. But then it's fine.
So you have to keep doing it.
But not sick.
Yeah, you have to keep doing it when you're not sick.
And I'm not.
There's not more.
And then you actually won't need to care.
And then I'll prefer it, but I will.
That's fine, right, exactly. So keep going.
I'm not sure you'll know why.
There's the famous Mimer of the Bell, doesn't until you make strong. actually, the water is shown in some studies, but not the Russians. So she does many shown in the studies, so young. But not that much. Okay. But it's an interesting topic. Can I do it for a isn't it? If I'm doing it for him, then you know it's a
practical case of just what I'm it's let's say like a soupy chunk, like a liquid chunk, right? Just straining spoon. If it was like normal, you would eat this, but I just train people to just take like the meat.
Ah, okay. That's a very good question. Is that shemim or is that min echad? There is a shemim actually holds that is the same din as here. Therefore, he's very big on what he's saying. But most of the folks assume no. It's all something of impurity. Something of impurity is not shnei minim. You can't call it impurity on it. But over there, it's really more of a shnei minim. And therefore, we have to be more mocker.
Isn't that a machlokas we're showing here? What's the reason why it's mutter ritzal? Is it because it's because echad, one min? Or it's because no, people have drinking it? Like, that's in the basis of the quote. According
even to by the Gayan and Megito, et cetera.
Right, so I'm saying if you say it's not because it's one min, it's because it's just, even if it's two min, it's just, I would drink it otherwise, it would be mutter.
Yeah, it could be that's where the sheep of the shop is coming from, but it's not popular. Okay, let's come back to it.
Also, sorry, on this, what I guess there's some ice in a pitcher with the thing that blocks the ice in front of you.
Right, okay. Yeah. You're asking me these. Let's come back to it soon. Okay, not in one time. Okay, Rabotai. Now we know the basic Borer principles. Did we miss any Borer principles? Let's see. One interesting issue in the Shari Tshuva. Everyone see the Shari Tshuva here? And it could be a Shari Tshuva Sivkat and Tech Vav or Sivkat and Aleph, right? In the Mishabur, is the Shari Tshuva Aleph?
Shina.
Yeah. But in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the cut and tet vav. That's because when they printed the Mishnah Berurah, they made some cut and shari tshuva, like this, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But in the older printings, the Shulchan Aruch, they made this cut and shari tshuva together with the Berhetiv. So if the shari tshuva is the Ramachal of the 15th Berhetiv on the Simen, then it's the cut and tet vav. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it's the cut and tet vav, which is the first shari tshuva on the Simen, just because they put the Shari Tshuva in the same numbering system as their Heite, but in the Shavur is they give its own numbering system. Okay, so said the Shari Tshuva, either to cut and test bar or to cut an aleph. I am very Heite, but I am Sham Begina the Broadim, Shakalkam Hetzel, Sani Yang Sheshbo Rufushin. What if the wine had fogs? The Chomet Sheshbo Koloyim, Al Yide Shinoi, you can do it, Al Yide Shinoi, because of the Minig, the Almuch Nos Nasudra Al Piakad, or a Chavit, Shoklin, Latoka Kot, or a Kaura Davi Shinoi Godom. He says, what's the minhag olam? That they put a sudar on the pitcher and then pour through the sudar into the cup, which I guess the normal way in those days was put a sudar on the cup. And therefore he says, that's a shinoi gadol. Vafilo also nasani yayin ochor yeshlomar demodu, because that lachain ain't limchos mishanag has a present. Even though the two are not fair. Remember we said, would be matir. This shinoi is a big shinoi, or amen called biad mikila. Okay, what is what's going on here? Why is he here? It gets a little tricky. Like, hold on a second. If the wine has bugs in it, then it is trait, right? That's according to God. You can't drink it at all, right? So what's this whole shayla of a heter of yishinoi? No one ever had a heter al yishinoi. No one in our Mesiothes and the Mesiothes Machronim, nothing but something theoretically could have said, but we have no Masora Makel by something that's fully undrinkable. So what is Pshad here? So over Pshad is, Ginat Radim is getting into a big machlokas, big topic, that is a long discussion of Chayyadam. The Chayyadam in Klal Heth Zayin, Halakha Heth, has a big discussion in the footnotes of Chayyadam written by himself for the Nishmat Adam. Right? So in the Nishmat Adam, Klal Heth Zayin, the cut and hay, here's a discussion, what if something is perfectly driven? Meaning, not it's full of bugs and disgusting, you know, like you leak your bug juice out in camp, etc. No, it's fully drinkable. A guy would drink it, no problem. But we are not aware because we've got a shot of the wine. Not that it looked like bugs and you know, and disgusting. But that halakhically, it looks nice. Go ahead and drink it. But halakhically, we're not aware because of toloi. So basically, what if you have to strain something, not for physical reasons, but for halakhic reasons? Is that considered solol because physically it's fine? Or is that considered ahurim because we're Jews? And so for us, it is undrinkable. That's a big topic of the Nishmas Adam. He brings the Rishonim who are Mekel Gamre. In the end, in the Chai Adam, he says he's not sure. He's close to Shlahachmir, right? That's the big question that in the water in New York City, right? You know the water in New York City has cocoa pods, right? Little tiny bugs. So some people say it's much different than water in New York City, right? Rebelki, Zephal, Willing will have the Chaim Lachaim. And some people say it's also different than water in New York City, and you have to filter it. So if you have to filter the water in New York City. So I would mean, let's say someone says, well, I'm probably very close, so I hope it's filter. But I'm filtering it as like a nice cobra. Then look over, that's fine. That's bubble. They would drink it. It's just cobras. Let's say someone follows the filtering phase. And it also drinks the water without filtering it. So, if that might include it, because partly because of water, the New York City Board of Health gives them a, you know, by the way, why New York City has cocoa pods in place of us. But environmental factors, part of it is that New York City water is like the best water in America. All the other water has to be treated and filtered and everything because it's not the good quality. New York City water is such good water that the government exempted it from filtering. So then we get cocoa pods. But the guy is exhausted, right? So are you allowed to filter? It's allowed to filter. That's the question dealt with in this different level. You can look it up. Called Pet Zion, it's called Hey. That is a big hakokas. What? Called Pet Zion, Nishma Adam Kun Hey. And he really brings most of the deos are being made. He even finds the forage, so he should be being made. He really means for being made, but on top, in the bio, he's a little nervous about it. Halakha l'maisa, it is very controversial. Halakha l'maisa is very controversial. And it's accepted among the modern day poskim to be machmir. And even if something is physically good to drink, but halakhically bad to drink, we still consider that ahurim, and we don't strain it on tops. And therefore, those who are not here, I don't mean those who are legal on the New York City border, but want to just have an extra home. Fine, that's solid. But those who are not for the New York City border and say you can't drink it without filtering, even though it's physically good to drink without filtering, since halakhically not drinkable without filtering, can't filter it on Shabbos. What do you have to do? You have to filter it before Shabbos and just fill up pitchers before Shabbos. So you fill up pitchers and pour tops. But what do you do for the tefillah shidayim and for washing dishes or, you know, etc.? The minhag gives to be makel for that. You can filter that. Why? Because if you're not drinking it, if you're just using it for other things, then it's a problem. It's perfectly good to use for other things without filtering it. Then you're just filtering it by accident because it's not worth having like some water filter, one tap with a filter, one tap with that. But you're helping it, you know, just as a coincidence. Because during the weekday, you need to filter your drinking water. But the drinking water challenge, you should filter your water because we're not here on this shyly, even though it's not so popular. Those who are made, you'll have so much fun. Also, the mice that were not here, but we see from this, you know, Russian, that's from the Shari Chuba, is the Nishba is not supposed to have. He assumed, this is a good hetter, but the hetter is here. Right? Why is he using the hetter machine? Oh, he's making up Shara. He's saying, you know what? Maybe if it's a halachic problem, it's like a Purim Ktsas. It's not like a Purim Ktsas exactly, but it's like a Purim Ktsas. What's unique about a Purim Ktsas? Paul has no Nidur Gomer. How do you have a Nidur Gomer in Saul? Even though the Rambam, who said you shouldn't do it in Shemera, the Akron say he didn't move the Nidur Gomer. He just meant, like, oh, the Nidur to do it in Shemera. Paul has no Nidur Gomer. Akron Legame has an Nidur Gomer del Rice. Akron Ktsas. Therefore, we make all these shinoi. So, a lot of poskim now they assume, based on the Tinas Radin, that halachic, borer for halachic reasons, training for halachic reasons, is only borer drachon, not borer daraita, and therefore the room to be made all these shinoi, which is what the Tinas Radin here said. And therefore, on my mom, no one's stopping me, you borer for halachic, training for halachic reasons. Then what we make out Ali Day Shinoi, even though we prefer to use the tether of Shinoi and not to use the sheet of the rod for the rod. But that's only so halakhic. If you're stuck, then it's only a lucky thing you can follow the Shari Tshuva and do Borer Ali Day Shinoi.
What are roll posts and what about the water in general during the week?
Right.
What
in New York City one?
New York City one.
Because when I'm not creating it for the Ocean
Grove,
I'm saying, then this guy's in the meal, like an instant.
I hear the title.
Oh, this gets very, okay, this is getting too philosophical. Why? Because what's funny is that when I, assuming that we're graduating from kindergarten, right? If I hate oranges with pulp, and you like oranges with pulp, but I admit that it's delicious for you, and you admit that it's distasteful for me, right? Here's just a little funny thing. If I hold the water's usher, I hold the water's usher for everyone, and they're just a margana. And if you hold the water's mutter, you hold the water is mutter for everyone, and they're just the us. So maybe that's different, or maybe what I said is not true. That gets it right through the block, it'll be able to get climbing. If I hold this usher, but your mostly says it's mutter, do I hold this usher for you, or do I hold this mutter for you? So it'll be able to get climbing. It's very, very complicated. This gets very complicated. And Lamaitha, and my brain's gonna hurt if I start thinking about it. You're gonna get into paradoxes, I think. But in any case, Lamaitha, I think that's a good point. Meaning you could say, I don't know what rove people do.
Do drink the water.
What?
Definitely rove drink.
Okay. Rove people in New York drink some water on Shabbos. So then you can think most people are not good. And even if I'm an infinite, so that's only stopping, it's not a hot dog here. We have a travel hospital, maybe most people are in front of the co-pod. They follow wherever belt is in the belt. The belt, he said, there were three separate reasons why the mother. I think that was Willie's quote, Rebelki. But most people drink the water, that would be another travel hospital. And there's a lot of travel hospitals straight in the water. Most people drink the water. And it could be that halachic, halachic undrinkability. It's still called solo, which is the majority of the initial them. And even if the problem, he considers like a horror stop. Because even though you wouldn't drink it, since it's an invisible halachic reason, then that's only a level of Darbana, therefore, not really a Shinoi. So, I would be more comfortable if you were Makbid being made by a Shinoi. So then you have a lot of stuff in the hotel. Then you have a lot of stuff in the hotel. Lisa, in my humble opinion, if someone is not mocked on the water on New York City, then they can strain it because they're not mocked at all. Most people are mocked at all. But someone is someone who often drinks water without straining it, then they should preferably drain it before Shabbos. And if not, then better strain it 15 now. I don't know how to do it. But we need a special trainer, right? It has to be the right microns, et cetera. I'm not a bumpy as to,
whether if you just took your kerchief and drained it, that would get rid of the kofot or not, because kofot are very flaky. But
they look tiny.
I've never seen one.
Apparently, you could.
Apparently, you can. Apparently, you can. That's otherwise no one after that, right? Hey, everything is microscopic bees. Apparently, you can. Now, it's not so hard to see that, but apparently, you can. Anyway, so let's say you're only going to screen it the normal way. You can label the screen it the normal way. But say we're rogue people and the fact that maybe how long it undrinkability doesn't count. But I wouldn't rough people. Yeah.
And Ruben, the other one, you can't go in? There's no can't go in.
No, LaCour not for how long things. You know, that would be sort of funny. Rogue, obviously, we're going to drink water in New York City. But as far as me, I didn't have a count so much. Okay, what else did I want to say? Oh, let's just read the end of the.
Isn't that the
point?
The point is that
non-drinking.
That's the only reason why
I can stop it. Right. I don't know if I put it that way. The point might be that it's drinkable, it's just a side effect. That's about saying it's rogue people. Anyway, let me just add one last line here before I talk about the Liban. The Yai Megito, remember that last line, the Gemara, how about wine from the Gat? A Gat is a wine press, meaning in season from the wine press. Called on to toast state. What count for the season as long as it is, what's the English for toast state? What?
Fermenting?
Yeah, but here it means more the physical sign, as long as it is burbling. What? Burbling? Right, when say Pira Shinira Kirotea, it looks like it's boiling, not through heat, it's a fermentation process. As long as it's tostase, used in modern Hebrew word, the word tostase. But in modern Hebrew, it's not used about wine in a wine press. That's not something that people talk about a lot. It means like something's tostase, it means like happening, like a fun party or something. Or, you know, like there's like fights going on or something. Anyway, you can even shake up the barrel with all the sediment to have a sediment throughout the wine, the nose in the toka suder, and pour it into a suder because it is considered like solo. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Mendalid, that according to the Rami, according to the suder, according to you can even pour it into the Shameris, they're like solo legami. Yayin Megito. Megito equals total. And therefore, the Rama said you pour it into a suder, we say you can even pour it into a neshameris. Why? Because the Biralacha brings a machlok. We've shown him here. In the last Biralacha Yud Aleph, he said that inside he quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, he quoted the Mishnah Berurah that would be the Sifkatan Mem Gimel, Rashi. Rashi said, because everyone drinks it with a sediment in the season. And the season, everyone drinks it on sediment. Okay, so therefore, that's considered solo, meaning Rashi makes it sociological. During this time of the year, everyone drinks it with sediment. The Rambam makes it more physical than sociological. He quotes the Rambam says, because when is it a tarobet? It's only tarobet if you have like two things. So what happens is, after you, like, after a while, after it sits for a few weeks, the sediments sink to the bottom. And now there's sediment on the bottom, wine at the top, and they're mixed a little, and if you shake them a little bit more mixed, and then two separate things. However, until in the first few weeks, I'm only one to say, I'm not sure. In the first few weeks, the sediment has never even separated from the wine yet. It's just one gut legame. If it's one group of gamre, says the Rambam, then it's all considered one kesa, and it's not, and there's no, since it's all one thing, it's not borer. Because for borer, you need two separate things. You need stolas and ochel. Stolas and ochel, after the sediment sinks to the bottom, becomes stolas. While the sediment is still floating around the wine in its natural state, that's not called stolas, because it's all one kesa. That's a big finish of the Rambam.
Right? There's one chapter of solar today. In Hotos, a chapter of solar. Like wheat. Wheat grows in a hotel. Oh, solar. Okay, apparently, yes, that one's on the outside, one's on the inside. Basically, the finish of the Rambam is if something throughout has both elements and they never be separated from each other, it's not, it's most of lower because there are two things. That's the Rambam. Head verse, or Rashi, sociological, logic, during the season, that's where Horace Grace says. And therefore, it's solar in that month of the year. And then it's not solar in the next month. It depends on your time and place, and even which month of the year. Okay, then in any case, I'm not sure how shy that is to us because we don't really have, I don't think we have anything that like we drink differently depending on what month it is, to the best of my knowledge. Okay, how about the Liban issues, right? This little booger. How about Liban? What do we see here in Liban? We saw that some children didn't bring up Liban at all. Why didn't they bring up Liban at all? For example, right? Mutter, Solol, this Sudar, the Rambam clearly thinks you can strain water through a Sudar. He's not worried about Liban. Not worried about Liban. The Rashba and the Ran also don't seem to be worried about Liban. They even have some merit, but certainly a Sudar. So some people are worried about Liban, some people are not worried about Liban. Why is this? Why are some people worried about Liban, some people not worried about Liban? So the Mishabura and the Bir Halacha connects this to a Machloket and the Mishin Beis, a famous Machloket Rishonim. What's the famous Machloket Rishonim? If they're interim Liban, on clean clothing. Clearly, there's an answer of Liban on dirty clothing. I saw in the Mishabura and Simishin Beis there, Sepet, I forget which Sepet, I'm not going to look it up now, it's not our topic now, but it made me feel a little better about modern day Judaism. He says, and one really has to be mazer people because whenever they get a little stain on their shirt, they always put water on it, and they should know that it's a derice of Liban. Okay, but it's not only nowadays that people are initial on that. They were initial on that 100 years ago also, you know, not that it makes it okay, but it's a little tough. Makes me feel a little better that we're not, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're not worse than 100 years ago. Okay, well, we should call them to birth. We should tell everyone. Everyone thinks it's okay for some reason. Like all of these like Jews who are not like such Salmina Chachamim think they would never do laundry on Shabbos, but they get a little stain and they sure they can put a little water, and that's not laundry. It's putting a little water. They don't realize that she up with those people, but it's the right to go. Like believe Hitler. Okay, so something we should remind people of. Okay, but you have to have a cough. I had in mind that. But leave it slip you
up.
I really don't think they're being
slipped.
What?
Yeah, maybe
it's
not really water.
Maybe. No, it's more water. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, look over. Yeah. Anyway, I don't have a good thing this one. Sorry. But anyway,
it is a famous line.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. It's okay. I don't know. Sorry. Again. Okay. But the Machloket concession thing is what about wearing clean clothing? On the one hand, the truth is that, like, our common sense intuition would be, how can you call that Liban if it's not dirty? How can you do Liban? Or maybe no, that's how my phone is. The mic can be home whether it's clean or dirty. That's about close you're showing them in Simon. Fit Dave? In Simon Shin Bays. If I'm not mistaken, said, Beged, it says the Ramah, Beged she'ein olav lechlech, shin beis tet, lotes lov mayim u'otim v'lo, motelach lov mayim, okay, motelach lov mayim shem yitzot, that's a different issue. You can put water on clean clothing. Why? I don't know why. I don't know why you want to, but you can put water on clean clothing. Maybe you want to do their strain in the water, right? V'yesh ulcerim chalinyan. Okay, mutter v'yesh ulcerim. So it's a machloket, Rishonim quoted in the Ramah in Siman Shin Tet, and says the Mishnah Brura over there, the Katan Melkes, yesh lachosh l'deiz du l'hachrim shal Torah, since the Sovereign Mishnah right that we're nervous, and we should be chosheshed to be machmir. Okay, the Dershowitz points out that elsewhere that thought the shot that cut, you know, really it's mother.
We are chosesh lehachmir. Okay, that seems to be
the machloket. The machloket here, right? We have a, I mean, it's going to be a little more complicated, but we have a machloket. How about wedding clean clothing? That's my chlokas in the Ramah, Shin Beit, Bifteh. Author or mutter. If wedding clean clothing is mutter, the assumption is you're using clean clothing here. Then there's no of leaven. Right? When it comes to straining, it's not leaven. If wedding clean clothing is author, then straining is leaven, right? So now not gonna be so pashut, right? Not gonna be so pashut. In which case, this would be the shita of the Rambam, Rashba, Iran, and this would be the shita of the Meiri. And the Kedusha, right? And you're in the Kedusha and the Torah. The Torah definitely holds this in the answer of Leibon. Whether or not the Gamri liked to be reading the Kedusha or not, you know, when it was not, doesn't be okay. So, this Lachor is the Machloket. However, not so Pashut. Why is it not so Pashut? Because then we have a question. If the Machir, and who's the Machaber? Like, the Machaber is Machir here, right? The Machaber is Machaber. Oh, Machaber. But if the Chumrah of the Machaber is because it's Leibon even clean clothing, then what bothers the Magen Avraham and others?
Why would he make one of the Shomer?
Exactly. If it's Leibon, the Shomer is also cloth. What's the difference? Sudar is a kerchief that's meant for wearing. Shomer is a huge cloth that's meant for training. Still a fabric. Right? Meaning they probably even washed it sometimes. I don't know. I don't know if they did. Maybe not. Okay, think of it. Anyway, the problem is then if the sheet of the Torah that you're interested around the Machaber is because of the opposite of Ibuto, then why is the Shomeris mother? So what do you have to say? What do you have to answer? What? Also the kach that. There is no, even though we say that wedding is clean clothing is considered Leibon, that's only if it's made for wearing. And then it is something you do when you do laundry. But if it's made for using with water, then that's an exception to Shriyasman's Leibon. Now, I assume that putting the washing machine with still necessary with Leibon. I don't think they mean there is no envelope of Leibon in anything that's made to be used to get wet. That sounds crazy. I think what they mean is that no, when we say wetting something, just wetting without doing full laundry, right? When we say just wetting something is Leibon, even when it's clean, if wetting it is not the normal usage, then that's an act of kibbutz. But wetting is the normal usage, putting washing machine out there and usage, then it's an exception. And what do you have to say? It is Leibon, but the bigger hiddush, the hiddush is that Mishtameret also Yilakach the Lachain Shriyato Lo Lav Zehu Kibuso. Okay, who interprets the who interprets the Torah that way? I was going to say we interpret the Machaber. Okay, who interprets the Torah this way? That because of the Shita that's Leibon? The Beis Yosef. That's why I thought it was going to interpret the Machaber this way. Beis Yosef doesn't interpret the Machaber. He wrote the Machaber. But obviously, the Machaber itself is Beis Yosef. That's what he meant. This is, right? With a Beis Yosef. However, the Magen Avraham and others say, you know, the Magen Avraham and others say, you don't like this. They say, no, we don't like this shot. if it would really be because you're the shita that says it's Levon to get clean, cold, and wet, then there would be no exception for also your kach. That even Shamarit would be out there. Also the kach, based on what the Rambam said, also the kach is not a heter for kippos. But we have found that also the kach is a heter in another context. In what context do we already know in the Gemara that the heter of also the kach? Seir Shemi Yisbot. Seir Shemi Yisbot. You're not letting it cold and wet as a seira that you might ring it, or even if it was wet on Friday, you're not allowed to pick it up with a zero that you might ring it with a W. But if it's not meant to get wet, we're not going to, you'll do Sita, because why would you do Sita? You only do Sita if it's supposed to be dry. Well, you might have to do Sita. Something's supposed to be wet and it's wet, why would anyone do Sita? Right? There's no temptation. So what do the Magen Avraham and the Grah say based on? Right, and this based on Rishonim says the Magen Avraham here says the Smag says that also the kach there's no zera of krita, right, and the Sefer Truma the Magen Avraham Rishonim behind them. So what do we put here? They say it's not Levon. They say everyone agrees it's not Levon. For maybe again, yeah, they're talking about the court. They didn't have an even the solution around. That's only Mishabrua, right? Remember, Mishabrua is not like the Rav. The Mishabrua loved newly published Rishon. The Mishabrua had an even the solution around. They were only published in his days. Okay, they're talking about the court. Let me, Magen Avraham Ugra, say there's no answer Levon. Oh, if there's no Ether Levon, then why did they say it was an up Ether of Levon? They didn't mean it was an Ether of Levon of wedding it. They meant that they do Beira, that if you wed it, you might come to do Sita. But Gzeira Shema Yitzchok, and then you don't make a finish. Of course, you do Gzeira Shema Yitzchok by Sudar and not by Shameris. Because everyone knows that you're only going to Shemi Yitzchok is something that you need to be dry. Something that you don't need to be dry, why would you ever do the Sita?
But he does, we're not even passing like, meaning this whole step for Kimon and Ram down Yalaka. We pass him just in Kibusa and Shemarik, if you're not even the man. In Magen Avraham, we're mapping Shemarik to Kibusa. Therefore, the Shemarik, you're mapping.
According to the Magen Avraham,
the whole reason why I'm making my shamar is because the action is for we happen just with you.
One second.
I mean, here the Magen Avraham gets himself into a bit of a pickle. It's the other one of the says Magen Avraham. He here doesn't happen. So he said, according to the day that you also said if you lose the Viking clothing, then you can't even put water through a mishameris. You can't even put water through a Mishameris. Then the Echoner is, but that means he's against the Gemara. How can you be against the Gemara? Right. So they say, a bit of a double answer, that Magen Avraham would have to say, I'm good. Magen Avraham would have to say, all the Rishonim, all the Rishonim are still your holding. We don't say Shriyot and Kibusa by clean clothing. But what about the Rashbam who said Shriyot and Kibusa by clean clothing? He'd say, it's after even to put water through a Mishameris. But then he's against the Gemara. So you could say he would hold like the Rambam. No, that wouldn't help. He's going to make it work. So what the Achronim say is that you have to say it's Machlokes Hasugyos, and we don't talk like this Gemara, because there's a shack of a tiger with a Shriyot Hasugyos. So they have to say, this is Mandam Rashriyot Hasugyos, and we don't talk like this Gemara. You're right. That, of course, the Rambam does not talk like this Gemara. That would come out a little dachuk with the Magen Avraham, but there's nothing I can... there's nothing I can do about that. Lemaisa, it's
not such a big nafkamina, because either way, the spot is the thing. Let's just review the issue of the beeping and squeezing on the board. Halacha, the inyan, Levon. So there are three opinions, but two of them are the same. What's the machloket? The one opinion is the Rambam, Rashba, Iran, everything's mutter. The second opinion is the Tor, the Huli, Lefi Beis Yosef, Mayim, the Sudar is author Mija Oraita, Mishom Kibos. Right? Third opinion is the Tor, the Huli, Lefi Magen Avraham, Mayim, the Sudar is author Midrabanan, Gzeira, Shema, Yiskot. Now, they're checking it up to me now. Is my Suda up to me to Raisa or my Suda up to me to Raisa? Either way, my Suda is up, according to the Torah, and Moshe from the Ram and the Rashba, the Ran, and we Paskin from the Machaber on down to the Akronim. We Paskin like either of those two days, because they both say the same thing with Raisa. Fed them Shabura, maybe we should be super makir. Let me makir for two comers together. Maybe Michelle like Mesil say that it's a shot of one, and hold like the Magen Avraham that the shot of Kiva applies into him if it's off of the top. Now that's against the Sunya, right? But maybe you should combine the Chumers of both and go against the Sunya. Then it's where no, we're not going to combine the Chumers of both and go against the Sunya. Obviously, either there's no stress that you can boost by clean laundry, or if there is, there's a heifer off of the top. So that's what we paskin. We don't, he brings up a havmina of making up a new chumra, but he says we don't have to make up a new chumra, it's enough to keep the existing chumras. But what will come down of this? That the Tazir, Murami study says elsewhere. What is the more assumed here, Shmuel? That the whole shash of Liban is, oh, whichever way it is, there's only by which liquid? Water. But Yanyan, the Sudar is mother. There's no problem with Liban and Yain. Why? Because Yain doesn't clean. Yain stinks. But who is this again? The Ron quoted the Taz. Right, it's really Ron. The Ron quoted the Taz. Who's that? Yain is not for Kiva. She makes my Yain Lucio down of Susto, but he had a better buy in that from the Gemara. So, isn't this Gemara Mathurish that there's no Kiva by Yain? So, what does the Taz say here in the cut and Zion, Kashuli, you did for your Ron at VMB shows, etc. Yeah, difficult. Doesn't the Ron have Kivas by Yayin? So, how come our Sugya, no matter how you read our Sugya, Yayin is Mutter and a Sudar? I don't know, okay, clean wine, slightly dirty wine, you know, but Yayin is Mutter and a Sudar. No one denies that. So, says the Taz, a little bit of a Tzarkion, but he's found Venice in Shinkra. How did he solve it? By being a colleague between. Here's the written one. But wine has the sort of kibah. Just this from every day wine. So the Taz will look at that white wine is like mine has an issue of kibos. And that's why does he have to admit red wine didn't? I mean, besides the fact that it's sort of Svara doesn't fit Gemara, where that wine is still kibos? Maybe this is a random thing. You just look what I said there. If you look what he said there, we remember what he said. The Mishabur says, are we machmir like this Ron? Are we machmir that white wine has an issue of kibos? So says the Mishabur.
Let's just,
by the way, he puts the Miralacha part to newer, let's not get to it yet. What about Yayin Lavan? Says the Taz, it's like Mayim, it's also Rasudar. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eliyahu Rabba, who disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan, what? Sifkatan in which Sifkatan was this? Lamed Ches. Hataz Lekaman says that our sif is red wine, but white wine is otzer. But the Eliyahu Rabba is totally kalav, and seems clear that he's agreeing to the Eliyahu Rabba. Right? Said the Eliyahu Rabba, Aleph Reish. Nope. It is like, what should I say? Eino Kamayim. It's not like Mayim. And the Mishnah Berurah clearly favored the Eliyahu Rabba, not the Tan,
And even though in Simon Shinchot, he was makir a little like the Taz about spita of white wine, but he points out here in the Sharat Yom, he says, and this is the big finish, he quotes the paper Urayim, that even if spita white wine might be libun, but putting the white wine into it's not libun, which is a big finish. Even if you want to close your spita white wine, you don't have to close your port white wine on it. The piece of white wine makes more libun than port white wine. Why? Because port white wine really makes it like a little wine meat. It's hard to call it clean. Maybe speak to the white wine when white wine is a little cleansing anyway, and it's good to get rid of it afterwards. Okay, so even if you want to be macho or speak to, you don't be macho at pouring. And Lamaita, we are not looking for the Taz here.
The Taz is something the Taz that he answers up for the run by saying that the Mara heals from a red wine.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
It's somewhere else, but he tells us where, right? He says, look what I said there. Doesn't he say that? I am Ashim Safti, so Timon Shinchot. So shouldn't you do the Ratzon of the Talmud Chacham? So if he says I am, you should be I am. And if you look there, you'll see what he said. Okay, Viker. Shmuel, I'm going to need your help. That's the basic halachas of straining, but there are some other. Come up and then some halachalized applications. You got Aleph and Yud Beis they could be Lamaisa. I don't know if they come up all the time. Let's look at the Aleph and Yud Beis. The Gemara says two things, but the Gemara doesn't say the reason. The Makara says the reason. Shemetanim by Yayim the Tudor, Sarfi Zor, Shoyat, and Gumalakab, Yayim Shom Shivan. Apparently, a normal way to strain the wine through a Tudor was you made a hole in the middle, meaning you didn't stretch the Tudor top over the receptacle. You stripped it out and then it went down in the middle, made a little guma, and that made it, I guess, easier to strain all the wine, like instead of spilling over the sides, it all goes towards the middle. Right? So you can't, the Gemara says, you can't make a hole in the middle. I mean, it doesn't mean a hole, it means an indentation. Made a hole, it wouldn't strain. You can't make an indentation, that's what guma means, a pit in the middle. Why? The Gemara doesn't say. Right? The Mechaber hadn't yet mentioned Tifa Mitzvahs, which the Mishnah equated to Sudar. But now he brings it in. You should know Tifa Mitzvahs being a Sudar. Why? Because it's not a normal training device. Tifa Mitzvahs is a basket. You use baskets for carrying food. It's not, you don't normally use them for training weapons. But the Zahir however, you have to make sure that you don't put the normal way you use a kfifa, you hold the kfifa high up over the bottom of the barrel, and then you strain through it. But here, no, you should keep it low down within a tefach of the floor of the barrel as a shikun. Okay, the Gemara says both $50, the Gemara does not say what the reason is. And here we have a big machloket. So, what is B? What is the big machlokas? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara that when you use a tsudar, you can't make a guma. And when you use a fifa mitzvah, you can't have it a kappa pot over the bottom of the barrel. Okay. Why is it? What's my focus here? Almost everyone says the guma. Well, one opinion is what it says right here for the shinoi. Rashi actually mentions two things. He says it could be shinoi, it could be sita. Maybe he thinks you're more likely to do sita than the guma because it'll get more wet. Okay, no one really brings that down, lehalacha, right? In the Shulchan Aruch Hanan, the Nosan Kalim don't really bring, but what's the reason? The reason is So the Rishonim say Shinoi. Since when do you need a Shinoi? Well, what kind of things do you strain through a sudar? According to the mainstream day in the Shulchan Aruch, Achurim Ktah. Why do you strain them through a sudar and not through a Mishamaris? because it's usher unless you do it with a shinoi. The answer is not up to the single shinoi. One shinoi is the sudar seven kamerit, and the shinoi is even with a sudar, you stretch it tight and you don't make an indentation. Rafi also brings down. Rafi makes a second suggestion. Zera Shemin Gipkos, but the Achronim don't love that. Because they think either you're making Zera Shemin Gipkos regardless, or you don't make it regardless. Okay, what's more controversial is the Kfifa Mitzvah. So here, I admit you want to make a subtle distinction. Is it because of Shinoi or because of the Nechol? Right? Which is very subtle because the whole point of Shinoi is to make it different than you do it during the week. So, but it's not clear to me that it's fundamentally different from Shinoi, unless you want to say that according to Rashi, maybe even Slulim. But that's not the way the Mishnah Berurah takes it. Okay, so how about the Kfifa Mitzvah? What's the reason? What does Rashi say? And the Bir Halacha adds people to Rashi, right? He says the who does he say? Who did he add to Rashi? Says Harbe Rishonim wrote that Rabbi Yochanan, all the Rav, the Torah, the Beiri. So what does a Rashi, Rabbeinu Yochanan, or we know the Torah from the Torah. Rambam, when you read the rest, you have to look up or believe the Bir Halacha. Says, what's the reason? Right? Because if you hold it at Hefa high, and what's the main reason why they say Ohel? Why bring Ohel into here? What word made them think Ohel? What word makes you think Ohel? Hefa. You know, what do we hear in Hefa? Who cares about tefachs? The answer is that anyone who knows anything about olos knows that a tefach is the most basic, you know, you say, oh, well, I say tefach. That's the most basic definition of, oh, well, it's a tefach. So that's where they got it from. Otherwise, where did the tefach come from? However, what did the Rabbi Yona, Ron quoting Rabbi Yona and the Magen Mishnah say? What? It's not so clear to Ron agree with Rabbi Yona, but let's put him here. Ron, Rabbi Yona, and Magen Mishnah say to the Shinoi. Okay, that's the big Nakamina. That's the Chakira. Is it to the Shinoi? And we're not worried about Ohel? Or is it because of Ohel? Right? That's the Shinoi. And you know why we need for Shinoi? Because maybe it's not the one Shinoi mistress instead of a Mishamer, so you do Shinoi and hold it in a weird way. Right? Normally you put the something Kfifa Mitzvah up high when you strain, you put it down low, that's a weird way. And why it happened? Pick something, right? And coincidental that it has to do with okay. Which does the Machaber pick? Okay, so here's the and maybe I should put a little bit. Okay. What does the Machaber say? He says. Shinoi and Shinoi. Okay. The Machaber says Shinoi. Okay, who agrees with the Machaber? Let's see. The Magen Avraham says the Magen Avraham in Sivkot and Gimel. Mishum Shinoi. The Sudar died with Shinoi Shinoi Ota Gumos. Why don't we say in the Sudar you shouldn't hold it too high? No, the Sudar has the Shinoi of Nahad Muguma. See, for Mitzvah, it's not type of Guma. Your Mitzvah is rigid. I never have Guma. So that's the Shinoi holding it low down. Avom Shom Oheleka, but there's no shock of Ohel. Why? Kim Shino Rakov, the Kamocha Kastavti, Sof Dimension, Teth, Bob. That's not an Ohel. It's not wide enough to be an Ohel. What do you mean by this? Actually, if you actually try to make an oil out of these mitzvahs, then some of this will be up there. But you're not trying to make an oil, you're just trying to frame things, right? You're not trying to make a peg for the wine that comes out. You're just trying to frame things. Oh, but it might look like an oil, might be your abundance instead of like an oil. Yeah, that would be very white. Then you'd be hosting for oil. It's really big. It looks oil-ish.
But if it's just a little tweak from Mitzvah, that doesn't look like an ohel, and there's no problem. Money of Rung is on the side of the Machaber, who is on the side of Rashi. The Taz says the Taz. Well, when he is daiki divadai, gamasuri is from which of ohel. There's a problem of ohel, right? Says the Taz, because of ohel. Now, hold on a second. If the problem is ohel, if there's no problem with ohel, why? Because on some things we're not supposed to be for ohel. Again, don't get me wrong. It could be if you're actually building an ohel, that's a different story. We're not building an ohel, we're just streaming, right? So, and if you're streaming with something that, you know, I don't know, like immensely wide and already looks like a building, fine. That rock of that based on Jinta's bomb, there is a color scheme. Looking very big, looks more like a building, but it small doesn't look like a building. Okay, if there's no shot of ohel in Fever Matrix of Chinoy, there's no shot of Ohel and Suda of Chinoy. But according to the Taz, it's after the Taz, Rashi said the Biralaka, many Rishonim, there is a shot of ohel in Fever Matrix. So why isn't there a shot of Ohel and Suda? Even if you do it without a Guma, shouldn't it still be a shot of ohel? Ah, so. Okay, good. So it says that now that's not what the Taz says, right?
No,
but Lakora, what?
I was about to ask why they don't say that.
You're about to ask why they don't say that.
It seems that you shouldn't even ask her.
Okay, interesting. Lakora, because they don't think it makes a difference. After all, you ever have see a real tent?
I have seen the metal poles or plastic poles that are in tents, yeah.
Troublemaker. one second, though. What?
Anything you think about? You pick up the safer, tap back, and maybe all of it? Like, what's the... What would be the gap? Like, what is that? Can you do anything?
The Taz already says here. He says someplace here. Give me a second. Matz like FIFO biyado. Maybe that's not what he means. It could be that if you're holding it in your hand, that's not an oval, only if you put it on a foundation. So what if I put a book down, other books, and it happens to have a tefach inside? Is that ohel? The answer is maybe. There's a number of hasters that it takes up, right? Not for pashut. Lemaisa is mother. But I'm saying it's not pashut. It sounds like it might be other. There's a serious time for me that it's other. As strange as that sounds. So what if the Taz says? What about by the suitor? Why is there no iter of ohel by the suitor? So says the Taz. Yes, the suitors are from OL. So I didn't say it can't be tefachai, meaning the stomach is a tefachai. You put the suitor on top of the barrel. It's not like if you miss it, you can lower it in. The suitor has to be on top of the barrel. You can't lower the suitor in the middle of the barrel and strain. That's impossible. Now, why isn't it a problem? So his answer is based on another Gemara. The Gemara says that when I put a cloth cover on half the barrel, it's okay. On the whole thing, it's utter. That it's only looks like an ohel if I cover the whole thing. If I cover part of it, it doesn't seem so. Don't get that the sudar said the Taz also author mishum ohel if it's a tefachai, which it always is, and you cover the whole barrel. Or whatever container you're pouring into, right? Taka, they're both meaning. What is the Taz? He says, I know the rock. He said, oh well, didn't say oh by the sooner. That's because the one that it goes without saying that if something you only put it across half the barrel. If you put it across the whole barrel, of course it'd be in a certain moment. Big chumrah of the Taz. The Mishabura deals with this in a few places in both Mishabura.
Is your opinion?
Yeah, and it's their bonus. Again, I don't think anyone means all of them, right? They think Avalah bonus. I don't think anyone means that an old right. Clearly, it's not an old right. It's never like, you know. What's the What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina between, let's call it Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi? Can we do that for the sake of argument?
Nafkamina thing. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Yonah slash Mechaber and Magen Avraham and Rashi slash Taz.
So one nafkamina is the Bir Halacha deals with the actual case that the that the Taz was Mechadish. What about one second. Bataz Ulinian Sudar, the Rant is Taz was Kolikalov. Vayimasha Kastavnu, okay, sounds like it's not very, very explicit, but this is a clear nafkamina. What is an nafkamina? How about if the sudar covers the whole utensil, the whole receptacle, right? That's a good word for the food you're pouring into. Receptacle. Here it would be mutter, as long as there's no guma. But for the Taz, again, I don't know if Rashi would agree. Maki might say since the swap is different, at least for the Taz, that would be upper. What's another nafkamina? What?
Less is lower than a tefa. There are cases of that.
If this, yeah, it could be a very shallow bowl, but I'm not sure what the nafkamina would be. Everyone would still agree that you need to not have a guma.
Well, the rock, I mean, it's not just what you roll on that.
Correct. The other Bir Halacha said, here's a great nafkamina. What if the Kfifa Mitzrit is Gavoa Tefach, May Erev Shabbos? It's Gavoa Tefach, but you put it on Friday. And you now pour into it on Shabbos. This is reverse nafkamina. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, that would be offer because there's no Shinoi in this training. But according to Rashi, it would be mutter because you're not doing any not doing any ohel. And apparently he doesn't think you need a shinoi to teach the mitzvahs. Oh, why does he think you need a shinoi? Because the problem of the whole, if you don't do a shinoi, but sudar not teach the mitzvahs. So the sudar is a little more normal stream of things to be a mitzvah. So sudar is almost the thing of the mishamaret. And if you're a mitzvah, it's a really backwards way of doing things.
So then also under tefach, also under tefach. When Rashi is mutter, I mean, what's the difference? Either you're not, as long as we isolate OL, then we don't need the shinoi for the straining.
In a kfifa mitzvah, but then it's no nafkamina.
Why not? In a sudar.
Right, because remember, the Taz isn't claiming the reason for sudar is OL. He's claiming that's an additional concern, right? Okay, what's another nafkamina? Here's another nafkamina. What about, again, we're not sure Rashi agree, but how about Lulim? Lulim, you clearly don't need a. This is the way the Mishnah sets it up. You could say, no, that's using Rashi over the whole and the other Rishon of Shinoi. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Lulim, if it's Lulim, in which case? Lulim, Bikfifa Mitzrit, Kavoa Tepach. Right, but if it's fluent to your mitzvah, well, then according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it would be mutter. You don't need a shina for tefillin. But according to, that's why I say kfifa mitzrit. But according to Rashi, it would still be mutter because you're still doing an ohel. Of course, if you would have the kfifa mitzrit, a tefillin high from before Shabbat, then for tefillin, then everyone would agree it's mutter. Right? Or if you would have a pour through a what would be not an afkamina? Let's just see what would be not an afkamina, right? Says this is all the Mishnah. And the mashmash of the Mishnah is that we're makar both ways. Okay, these are all like weird things anyway. I wouldn't say they come all the time. Mashmash, we're makar both ways. That's what it seems like in the Mishnah is that Lamaisa, we're makar both ways. That seems clear. Once again, all the Mishnah Berurah is going to Machmir. What are some things that are not an afkamina?
So just to illustrate, what about a sudar over half of the receptacle without a guma for tzol? That would be much important to everyone, right? So if it's tzol, we don't need a shivai, and there's no shach of hohel. And that's the, another example would be, what about a tefa mitzrit gavoa tefa? Okay, the other. That's clearly not the normal way. What if you hold, you don't put this on the back, you hold it in your hand and it's a tefach high. What if you hold it in your hand and it is a tefach, and it's a tefach high? The, says the Taz, well, if you're holding it in your hand and you're not mamish covering the barrel, that would be mutter, because it's not a structure, right? You're not like building a tent. You're not putting the mitzvahs on the back, you're holding it in your hand. And the Taz says, even from the other day, it's mutter, there's a bird grease. Because it's another kind of shino. After all, holding your hand, shino is a really stupid way of creating things. You have to put it down in this in a sturdy fashion.
Putting a lid on top of a pitcher, oh well.
Great question. Putting a lid on top of a pitcher, we pass in Shintet Zog, is not an ohel, because it is not wide. Now you ask, well, then why are we choshesh for the why are we choshesh to the tad? What?
Right, how big is this?
In 1 second, the Mishnah did answer this.
So there's a kli, so you're opinion of Kalin, we would have to say you're not here anyway, and not really living. What's the structure?
Yeah, that's
true.
Okay, so we'll have to get to this. Let's wait till we get to it. Okay, yes.
Oh boy, even if also a suder with the guma, maybe not mean if it's also.
If what?
If a suder with the guma,
that's so. That's it. If it's over half the receptacle, so the whole receptacle would all have. Oh, sorry. That's not what I meant. I meant with. And called suder. Okay, thank you for that correction. Okay, let's go weiter. Just squeeze in one more halacha. It's going to get controversial. Kli shema arba yet the porch gemara. Kli shema arba yayin mechavit. Right? A kli that you pour, meaning a some sort of ladling kli. But don't imagine our ladles. It was more like a pitcher. In the old days, their ladles were more like pitchers that you use to pour wine out of the barrel. But it doesn't matter. It just means something you pour wine from. You shouldn't stick in very hard, like straw and twigs, into the spout of the pitcher. Because that's a stranger. After all, that's just a strange kind of a non-standard stranger, so stranger, right? So basically, you can't put even a non-standard strainer into the spout of the pitcher. Okay, what level of Isser is this? From the Mechaber, it sounds like it's an Isser Doraisa or an Isser Durabana. There is no greater Mithanenis than this. Sounds like an Isser Doraisa, that is, and he's quoting Rashi, but that is very tricky because the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah will say, I'll read the Magen Avraham, Aval b'Gemara Amrinan, d'mechse kim shamers. A little funny, the Gemara says, it looks like a strainer. Looks like is usually code word for Isser Drabana. So I guess Rashi, the Mechaber is quoting Rashi, the Dochak would say, means looks like and is. But the Pashtut Pshat is not like the Mechaber. The Pashtut Pshat is not like the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, look at the Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkat and Yud Gimel,
And he said, Bigmar, he said, the Mechthekim Shemarah. So Peter Shabbat and Lava Shemarah, Ma Mishi, Shari Over Much Marin. It's not really a strainer because Mishamarah. Why is it a strainer called a Mishamarah? Because it takes out the Shemarah, not to guard things, because it takes out sediment. So it doesn't take out the sediment because it's not good quality. The sediment goes through just like some bigger pieces of dirt don't go through. So it's not a good quality straining. So that's not the Raisa. Ella, since there's kitlin, the tinopets that don't go through, it's dummy. And then he says, you know what the machaber meant? The machaber meant lav davka. Machaber didn't mean it. There's no greater strainer than that. Machaber meant, like, you know, it does have some straining effect, but he admits that the nishad rabbanim. He admits the nishad rabbanim. So the maista says mishavura. I follow the Magen Avraham and the Ran and the Sinter Rabbanan, and maybe even Machaber was using his lashon a little lav davka and also agrees that it's an Ether Rabbanan. Okay, we'll pop the Ether Nisar Rabbanan. Of course, if it was a real trainer, then it would be an Ether. Doraisa. The Bir Halachi here discussed it. Why say because doctor to stick it in tight? I'm not so impressed by this. You know why it says sticking it tight? Because if you're sticking it loose, it'll just fall out. Maybe it's just like, well, you get sticking it loose, then it'll fall out as soon as you tilt it. But the Ravid makes a idea. He says, if you don't stick it in tight, then some of the dirt can come out, and then it's mutter. That's not like straining at all. And he makes this diuk, and the Bir Halacha says did not quote this thing. It's not a good deal. I assume what he means is that it just says tight because otherwise it'll fall out. Not because otherwise it'll be so low quality that it'll be mutter. That's the Bir Halacha, like even if the low quality volume straighter, it's still lesser drabana. So let's say it's an Issa drabana across the board. Okay, based on this, there's a Chazan Ish that's strange. What does Chazan Ish say? Anyone ever see old fashioned teapots? In the old days in Israel, the Chazan Ish's days, how did they make tea? Right now, there'd be a tea bags, right? But in the old days, they didn't have tea bags. They just cooked, they had tea grounds, like coffee grounds. They filled the teapot, filled the teapot with hot water, put in tea grounds, let it sit, and then pour it into your cups. The problem is the tea leaves get into your cups, and it doesn't taste good. So I once had an old teapot like this. They had strainers built into the spout of the teapot to keep the leaves inside. Right, you've seen that? Amazing. I like it that way. But
we have one.
Great. So you're allowed to use that on Shabbos. Doesn't it sound exactly like Sifud Gimel, just more Hummer? Because it's like good quality, right? And they need the right here. Everything we're going through, and it's like Amish, a professional way of doing something, not some like half baked, you know, weird sticking in, you know, or random debris. Seems like it would probably be also like the Sifud Gimel and probably worse. And the Chazan Ish surprisingly says mutter without really explaining why. Chazan Ish says mutter, he's throwing the teapot. He has the same teapot at home. He says mutter without explaining why. And the family said that he didn't just say it, that he used it every Shabbos. They say the spike rules. Okay. Which is all of them.
I don't know what kind of the FDA. But yeah.
Let's see, it's strange that the stout not in the middle, mentioning in the middle.
I'm not sure if it makes a difference. They describe it being the stout. Nowadays, maybe they're different ways. I'm not sure if it makes a difference. Okay, so now the question is, what's the nature of this? Why is the Chazan Ish of this kula? What's the spur of this kula of the Chazan Ish?
What if the
huge leaves, enough leaves come out, that are the small leaves that are bringing to the end?
Maybe you just have a bad one. Maybe the Chazan Ish had more. Maybe the Chazan Ish had more gotras than you. That would be sad for you.
I don't think anybody's Japanese person bought that.
Okay. So the so it's a bit of a mystery because the Chazon Ish writes it and he doesn't write why.
He just writes sound like
this. Yeah, and he doesn't write why. It's a bit of a mystery. And there are two theories. I think the Rosh Hashanah brings down both theories. I think the Shemir Shabbat Kolchot, but I don't know why I'm opening it then, because he only brings down one theory. And I don't even know where it is. Okay, there are two theories what the Heter of the Chazon Ish was. One is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he said, any kli which is only used for borer la'alter doesn't count as a kli. What's the problem? The problem here is kli, right? Otherwise, you're only pouring the tea to drink right away. And you're taking the good tea out of bad leaves. But it's mamish a strainer. And then no. A kli means a kli that is sometimes used for long-term processing. Any kli which you only use la'alter doesn't count for the kli. So it's not used for derech otzar. And therefore, he says, no one ever, someone could be weird, right? But no one would ever take one of these teapots and then strain the tea and like put it away for later.
No,
the coming out. We'll call that open focus. Okay, we'll have to get to it tomorrow. Or whatever. Good question. Anyway, here we are. Says the Shmir Shabbos is also per Gimel footnote. Kuf Pei Ches says the Chazon Ish says no problem. It's like or it's not like a kli, and why? And he says, it must be like it might be like Rav Shlomo Zalman brought up the svara. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, any kli that you only use the altar doesn't count as a kli. Kli am a yochad liberal tzarich miyadi bilvad etzredenim kol esh liberal kli. And then he quotes this Chazon Ish. The one part might be because it's a kli only used for the altar. The other svara that they quote say for the Chazon Ish is maybe a kli means you use something that's for brera. Over here, you're putting a teapot. Is the teapot for brera? No, the teapot's just a teapot. The teapot has a strainer in it, but the teapot is there for the teapot. And therefore, since you're not giving a teapot, the teapot's not a kli of borer. Teapot's just a kli of pouring tea. Even though the teapot has a strainer within it, that doesn't have the kli. You only have the kli if the kli whose purpose is to be borer. If the kli whose purpose is to pour tea, and it also has another small part whose purpose is for borer, that doesn't have the kli. Because the main point of the kli is not to be borer. The main point of the kli is to pour tea. Which meaning, let's say the strainer part broke, whatever. You use the teapot, go the teapot.
But the strainer's there, the strain.
That's why the big fit is, you say, the point of two kilos. And one of them is upper, right? If it, either way, it's a big fish. Means it's not just a big fish. All the Chazon Ish says that doesn't count for the kli. And he doesn't say why, very mysteriously. And the footnote results says the Chazon Ish did it themselves, and unfortunately, didn't tell. A great question. Says the Shmir Shabbat Hilchasa himself. What I drink from the teapot. Says the Shmir Shabbat. So first he has a different heter. There's a heter that if all the leaves are at the bottom and you just pour off the tea on top, that's going to be like the next step that we won't get to today. That's mutters. The tea on top doesn't have any leaves in it. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about, right?
Is that like the tuna case with both?
Yes. But He says, what if, no, it's mamash mixed in. Yesh oprim, the yesh matirim. He doesn't say, who are the yesh oprim? The kapachayim, and who are the yesh matirim? The Shvisa Shabbos says, he thinks it should be Oster, but he sees everyone's makel. the Kedosh HaShulchan is matter, the Chazan Ish is matter. He says, you know the Chazan Ish? The quotes a lot of material in here. So should we rely on this tetra? It's a big finish this tetra. Tremendous finish this tetra of the Chazan Ish. In my, it's a tremendous kiddush this tetra of the Chazan Ish. A lot of lucky is a lot of people on the side. The Chazan Ish himself did it. I think it's better to be Macher, but certainly, you know, the Shmir talks about the phrase Macher either way. Right? I think it's better to be Machmir. I think I've fallen on my side. The then it's very late, you have to stop. But what page was this? Everyone talks about it. And page 643 and 643 to 646. He said, I don't know, he said that's Roy Lahakmir. Roy Lahakmir about it. Okay. Back to the author. It says Roy Lahakmir. Again, if all the TVs are at the bottom and you're just pouring out from the top, then everybody needs that water, right? Isn't that the next step in the Shohanar, which we're not going to get to? Yeah, it's a good dollar. But assuming that you're actually streaming, then you said for a lot here. Okay. So let's say that, you know, certainly you can't say author because the Chazan Ish is not the only folk to do with Mako, and even the Shmir Shishnitza Pachavet, who with Macher says, but I see them in the Olam with Mako. Everyone apparently used it in the old days. Maybe they still do. I didn't know if people still have them. But it would definitely be a proper chumra to, I don't know, to be used. Do you use, only very fancy people make tea with leaves. Most people have tea bags nowadays, no?
I'm going to bring a tea bag inside this teapot.
Yeah, but if you use tea bags inside the teapot, if you tea bag in the teapot, then you get another issue, Shaila. What about spraying through the tea bag, right? Which is its own kli. So maybe that's a little more complicated. Okay, we'll have to pick up from here such a next time because the hour is late. What day is it now? Tuesday? So we'll have to pick up Sunday. I'd really I think we're going to have to finish more on Sunday because it's going to be time to move on. And I mean, I'll try to, in advance, you know, maybe tomorrow, give out the next course for those who want to, you know, keep a step ahead of them. Even though the problem with Borer is that there's always